machlokas of man of the lozer, either chasima karsi or either mesira karsi. Very far ranging machlokas with many ramifications. I want to discuss the most important machlokas in this entire sugi, which is the machlokas between Tosis on the one hand and the Rif on the other. And the Rif, we'll see soon, some divides into two. Tosis is of the opinion here in Abdallah and Aleph that Eidem Mesira Karsi should be taken Kipshuto. Eidem Mesira Karsi, you have to have Eidem Mesira. Don't have Eidem Mesira, it doesn't work. No, how do they say in America today? Accept no substitutes. Right? If it's not Eidem Mesira, don't take it. It's not. It's no good. She just has Tosis. The Rif says no. The Rif says that although Rabbi Elazar is Eidem Mesira Karsi, what it really means is that Eidem Mesira works, that's true, as opposed to a mayor says you need Eidem Chasima B'dafka, Eidem Chasima is Ma'akev. According to Rabbi Elazar, you have two choices. Either Eidem Mesira, which is what Tosis has as the only choice, or another choice, Eidem Chasima. Eidem Chasima will work according to Shitas Rabbi Elazar as well. It's the most fundamental machlokas within the entire series of disputes and arguments concerning this sugi. I'd like to just quickly review the various proofs that are given by the two camps, if you will, the Shitas Baalei HaTosfos and those who disagree, and explain how each proof is refuted by the other. Just to get a basic grounding in the sugi. So here in Tosfos Avdalad Amun Aleph, they quote a raya that you need Eidem Mesira and Eidem Mesira only. From a strange Gemara, from a Habamina. They quote a Gemara on Pei Vavamid Beis. What the Gemara says, that there's a case of two Gittin which are mixed up, and the Gemara thinks that you need a Habamina, that you need a Mesira Lishmo. And therefore, quote Rabbi Elazar, it's no good. Says Tosfos, either Rabbi Elazar, Sagi Beda Chasima. Tosfos is very aware of the opposing view. You see, they're trying to knock it off. It is a view which maintains. But according to Rabbi Elazar, it's enough to Veda Chasima. Milo Asuk Rabbi Elazar. Why can't that Gemara about two Gittin go to Rabbi Elazar? Dal Eidem Mesira Meach. Remove, lift up, take away Eidem Mesira from the scene. Veda Chasima Sagi. The work of the mission made by through Eidem Chasima. Now the Mashma. So the Olam Boy Rabbi Elazar Eidem Mesira. That's the proof from the Gemara. Have me the Gemara. Okay. So how does one refute this proof? So here, as we will see, there's an opinion of the Ramban. The Ramban is one who argues with Tosis, fundamentally. And this is the Ran. Let's leave the Ran. The Ran, we know what the Ran's going to say, I'll leave it in advance. The Ran's going to, we're going to bring four rayas to Fishitas on Tosis, and the Ran's going to knock them off all the same way. This one doesn't even bother mentioning, this first raya. Namely, the Ran is of the opinion that even though the Rif maintains that Eidei Chasima is good according to Rabbi Elazar, it doesn't mean Eidei Chasima is Eidei Chasima. Because Eidei Chasima serves as Eidei Mesira. Repeat. But if they're Eidei Chasima on the get, and they give the get to the husband, now the get turns up in the house in the hands of the wife, so these Eidei Chasima are in effect doubling as Eidei Mesira. How else do they get there? So they know it must be their testimony is through the magical formula of Rish Lakish, of Nasik and Yishenech, it doesn't really go on the basic kashas hashtar, but even goes to things which are not explicit. And we assume, based on the Eidei Chasima, that there was in fact a Mesira, and therefore they double in effect as Eidei Mesira. So therefore, Tosfos kashas, no kasha right away. What do you mean? Let it work on Eidei Chasima. Eidei Chasima only works towards Eidei Mesira. So if you need Mesira Lishma, so you're going to still need Mesira Lishma. It doesn't matter that Eidei Chasima can work, because only working with Torah is Eidei Mesira. That's how the Rav would answer this kasha, but didn't even bother quoting it. The Ramban, however, who seems to hold differently, does not accept the Ramban's point of view. We'll get to later what exactly the Ramban says. According to the simple conventional wisdom, the Ramban knows there are two separate tracks, the track of Eidei Chasima and the track of Eidei Mesira, never the twain shall meet, unrelated to each other completely. If that's the case, then the question becomes, no. So in fact, Dal, right? Dal Eidei Mesira, Mehachol, let it work, Betoris Eidei Chasima. So the Ramban comes up with a Wapa Chiddush. He says, look, let's assume my perspective that there are two tracks. Look, we'll put words into his mouth. There's an Eidei Chasima track and any Mesira track. So if I have Eidei Chasima, do you require Ksiva Lishma Midaraisa? Lalacha Lamaisa. We all know that the cost of Lo Lishma, according to Rabbi Elazar, means Ksiva, according to Amem, is a Chasima. That's the first sugya in the Mesechta and of Gimel Dav Dalet. So that we pass the Rabbi Elazar. But Eda Mesira Karsa. But if you have another track, and the other track is Rav Meir's track, and if Rav Meir's track is accepted, let's pass him like Rav Meir, that he finally get the Ashpa, and he sign it and give it, should be good. Unheard of. I didn't find any reason to say such a thing. Why not? Two tracks. So the answer is, says the Ramban, that when it says in the Torah HaKadosha, the Kosav law means Ksiva, because after all, there can be a case where Get is Kosher B'li Eidei Mesir, B'li Eidei Chasima. So if the Get is Kosher B'li Eidei Chasima, then obviously in that kind of a case, the Ksiva has to be Lishma. No doubt about that. So the Kosav means Ksiva. So therefore, even if you happen to superimpose Eidei Chasima, doesn't make a difference. The Xeris HaKosav remains, you require a Ksiva Lishma. So too, according to the Havamina, when you need the Kosav V'Nosan, the Nesina also must be Lishma, the Nos Havamina, the Sima is going to certainly be required the Shema in a case where there are no Eidei Chasima, that's for sure, according to that Havamina. So the fact that you superimpose Eidei Chasima on the situation, and you have Eidei Chasima in this case, does not remove the requirement of Mesira Lishma, just as in fact, Lahalacha does not remove the requirement of Ksiva Lishma. So writes the Ramban. And he explains that whatever is Koreis requires Lishma, we'll get to some more details later on. That's Raya number one. Raya number two is Rabbeinu Ephraim's Raya. If the Riffa Raya, they should have said, Ape de Mesira Kaisi. Everyone knows the reason you exceeded Lishma. According to the Quantum of Allah, no question about it. Everyone agrees that the Quantum of Allah, in each and every case, you require exceeded Lishma. And you don't say, if the, since we have Eri Chasima, we'll follow a mayor's track, so you don't exceeded Lishma. I haven't found it anywhere before. We're trying to find it, maybe from a Ritva, some kind of diyuk, but I haven't found it anywhere. It would be a logical possibility, but no one really says it.
Sometimes people will be expecting
more kind of labor, but no. The Gemara at the end rejects the whole concept of the Sina Lishma. No such thing. But the Havamina, there's such a thing as Sina Lishma. That's what the whole Raya and the refutation. Called it a Havamina, just as Rabbi Lozer requires Ksiva Lishma, he also requires Mesira Lishma. Those cases of the Mpevav was Shnei Gittin Shinnis Arvu. How do you try not to see the Lishma? But the Gemara thought, no good according to Abu Lazar, because you need to see the Lishma. And the Gemara said, you don't need it at the end. But the Raya is the quote from the Havamina. When the Gemara thought that you need to see Abu Lazar, to see the Lishma, why? It was Eide Chasima, let them solve the problem, and we go on the Rav Meir's track of Eide Chasima Karsi. So that's the Ramban refutes it by saying no. Since in the case where there's no Eidei Chasima, you would need a Mesira Lishma according to the Tavamina. And if you have Eidei Chasima, you still need a Mesira Lishma. The same as by Ksiva in real life. You need Ksiva Lishma even if you have Eidei Chasima, according to the opinion of the Rif. Okay? Next, according to the Rif, it should have said Af Eidei Mesira Kasha. Rabbeinu Ephraim Esakash. What do you mean Eidei Mesira? It should have said Af Eidei Mesira. Even Eidei Mesira, because Eidei Chasima also work. So the Ran again has an easy way out. That's what it means. Eidei Mesira Karsi. Because even Eidei Chasima that work, they're working with Torah Eidei Mesira. So when you say Eidei Mesira Karsi, there's one to two different kinds of Eidei Mesira. Literal Eidei Mesira in the flesh, and Eidei Mesira means Eidei Chasima or doubling is Eidei Mesira. So that's why there's no need to say Af. Oh, what about the Ramban?
Why does he have to say?
Because even when Eidei Chasima work according to the Ran, it's working with Torah Eidei Mesira. So the Eidei Mesira are Karsi. There's two different kinds of Eidei Mesira. That's easy according to the Ran. According to Ramban, it gives the following chiddush. So if it would have said, Af, Eidei Mesira Karsi, you could have misinterpreted it to mean, you need both, Eidei Chasima and Eidei Mesira. That would have been quite a chumrah. So in order to avoid that the misimpression, the Tana phrases it as Eidei Mesira Karsi, even though indeed, Eidei Chasima would be good as well. Okay. Third raya. The Balamor's raya. Shnei Shtoros Hayotzim B'yom Echad. Famous Gemara in Ksubas Tzadidalot, quoted by all the Rishonim here. You have two shtaras that are signed the same day. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Elazar, we say, shooter the dining. The dining choose whichever they pick based on either their own personal preference or based upon the external facts of the case. Which one wins? Which of the two recipients who gets all the, who gets the karka, gets the field, which is being sold to two people on the same day? According to Rabbi Meir, Yachloku. We divide it in half. In fact, of Alamor, but if Rabbi Lazar accepts Rabbi Meir's Shita, let's say Yachloku again. Why we say Yachloku? They're two separate opinions and they don't have anything in common with one another. Once is only Eidei Chasima, once is only Eidei Mesira. We understand very well. hold only Eide Chasima Tziachlok, hold only Eide Mesira as Shuda. But if you hold that even Rabbi Lazar accepts Eide Chasima, let's impose the principle of the Yachlok, which Rabbi Meir has, and apply it even according to Rabbi Lazar. After all, Rabbi Lazar agrees with Rabbi Meir's track, if you will, of Eide Chasima. Again, the Ran has no problem, because the Ran says that no, Eide Chasima working with Toras, Eide Mesira. So if they work with Toras, Eide Mesira, go back to the Shuda Dinani of Eide Mesira. So that's no problem. According to Ramban, what do you do? It's a very interesting answer. The Ramban says, you're right. In principle, you're right. There could have been another track which would have led to the principle of Yachlok. But think for a minute, he says. Which comes first? Which comes first? Eide Chasima or Eide Mesira? The reason why you say Yachlok with Eide Chasima Karsi is because Eide Chasima only call it B'Sof Hayom. They only work from the end of the day, from Shkia. So they were both being called exactly the same time, so we split it down the middle, Yachlok. If you hold from the Shuda Dedaini principle of Rabbi Lazar, what you're really saying is, it might work even earlier. What does that mean? In the middle of the day. In the middle of the day, at the 12 noon, or at the 2 p.m., or 10 a.m., whenever in the middle of the day, whenever one party receives the shtar matana for this karka, so from that moment on, the person is konen. So therefore, according to Rabbi Lazar, even if you accept a mayor's quote-unquote track, that Eide Chasim Makarsi, but the Eide Mesira Karsi will come in first. Both will come in first, as a matter of fact. Shtar and Shtar B were written, signed, and delivered on that very same day. And the Eide Chasim track will only weigh in at Shkia. Eide Mesira track will weigh in earlier. So you have to say Shuda the Dining. That's what the Ramban answers. That's what he answers. There's another problem. Well, maybe there were no Eide Mesira. If indeed the Ramban is right, maybe there were no Eide Mesira. If there were no Eide Mesira, we should say Yachloku, because they're both called the Sof Hayom. So Ramban has two answers. One is, well, if we're not sure, we say Shuda, and we're saying there were Eide Mesira. That's the easy answer. It's a Balabatish answer. His first answer, we'll get to discuss it later, is that perhaps even if there are no Eide Mesira, you don't need it in Dini Moments. Even according to Rabbi Lazar, if you have no Eide Mesira, it would still be good. The Ran gets upset, and we'll discuss that, Mr. Shem, later today. Fourth and final raya is really a raya. It's the riff sort of set himself up for a kasha, because the riff, although he says that Eide Chasima work, nonetheless maintains that Eide Mesira are the ikar. He says that's the main thing is Eide Mesira, so I should also try to have Eide Mesira. If you have Eide Chasima, Eide Mesira is some kind of ikar. So the Balamor asks, what kind of ikar over here? What ikar? What the chatchila? The Rosh asks. What? Either works or doesn't work. What do you mean? So according to the Ran, again, if the answer is obvious, Eide Mesira is ikar because either Eide Chasima work, they're working with Torah's Eide Mesira. So obviously Eide Mesira is the more important. What about the Ramban? What will he do with this? If they're two separate tracks, what will he do with this? He says, well, all the riff means is balabatish. The reason why it's Eide Mesira are very good, because this way if she loses the get, she can still remarry based upon Eide Mesira. Just a point of balabatish experience. That it's something which is good to have Eide Mesira in case she loses the get. Of course, I would argue, but could the Eide Mesira die or check out of town? But okay, that's the bottom of how the Ramban explains the Lechatchila, the Goloshin, and the Rif. Ad Khan, the Rias in one direction, we'll call them towards Totsus and against the Rif. Now, the counter Rif. We have four Rias. My memory tells me we had a fifth, but I don't know what it is. Four Rias. Now we have five Rias now the other direction. Rias are now being rise to the riff if that Eide Chasima should work according to Rabbi Lazar, Halacha Lamaisa, we pass like Rabbi Lazar, and against Shita Satosis. What are they? So the riff himself brought a raya. The Gemara has, here in the Sugya in the ninth parak, that Eid Echad is possible. It's Eid Echad signs it again, it's possible. He says, what are you talking about? He says, referring to a case with Eid Mesira. What kind of possible? Why should it be possible? Should be no worse than no Eide Chasima, Eide Mesira. Well, Eide Mesira is good by itself. Who needs any Eide Chasima? So the fact that the Gemara says Eide Echad is possible indicates we're talking about a case where there are no Eide Mesira. And if you have two Eidim, it would be kosher. If you have one Eid, it's possible. So you see clearly that two Eidim, Eide Chasima, without any Eide Mesira, would be good. And similar questions are raised by the Ramban. You have the Gimel Gittin, right? You have the cases on Pei Zion where the person signed in the wrong place. He signed on one column and doesn't get on the other column. All these kinds of cases where the Gemara Pilpus and Mishnayos are discussing, it's good, it's no good, it's good, it's no good. And what do you know? What's going on? If you had an MSC, it should certainly be good. We can tell that all the Mishnayos are against Rabbi Elazar, then we should pass them against Rabbi Elazar. Must be that these Mishnayos are describing a case where there's no Eidei Mesira. Two valid Eidei Chasim would certainly be good. And the question is now, is one good enough? Is the Gimel Gittin, the Ksav Yodba, and Ozman, is signing on the bottom with the one column with the text in the next column? All these things, they're questioning whether quantum in there, it's valid or not. But obviously, as we pass like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar must accept this from Meitra. That's the right of the Ramban, the same along the lines as the Rif. Of course, the answer would be that yes, these Mishnayos and Rabbi Elechot may be going according to Rabbi Meir's opinion as far as whether the get is valid midoraisa or not valid midoraisa to effect the gerushin. But it's very relevant halacha l'maisa even according to Rabbi Elazar. And therefore the fact that it's the Mishnayos talk about this not prove you don't pass the Rabbi Elazar. Why so? Because the famous Tikkun Olam on the Flamin Vav. The Gemara says that although our Eidei Mesira Karsi, but there's a Takana that there should be Eidei Chasima as well. Why? So the woman should be able to remarry based upon the get. If the Eidei Mesira die or go to China, she can still be able to get married based upon this get. And based upon the get, she's able to remarry in Bezdin. So now all the Shailas in the ninth Perek are discussing this question. If she walks to bed with the get, which is only one witness, or the Adam is signed here, the text is there, and these kinds of things, is that itself a valid riot that she is in fact divorced? Yes or no? That's the shadows over there. The shadows are absolutely valid shadows, even according to Rabbi Elazar. Because he'll agree, he'll require a quarter of Meir to get in order to serve as a riot on the Gerishim. Although Rabbi Elazar, the Adam is here, Karsi, he certainly will agree, if a woman walks in with a get, the Adam is here, she says. And there's no Eidei Chasima, and Eidei Mesira are not around, she cannot remarry based on that get. She may divorce Klape Shmai, Bezen Shomala, she's divorced, not Bezen Shomata. So therefore, the proofs and counterproofs of what's considered valid Eidei Chasima, on the Erechot, and signing on the wrong column, all these kinds of things, are extremely relevant to us, even though we pass the Rabbi Elazar, and Eidei Mesira Dafka, to create the Gerushin. But the shtar with the Eidei Chasima proper will be a raya, and if it's improper, it will not be a raya. That's what all those Mishnayos and Gemaras are talking about. Ad kan, raya number one. Raya number two. Do me a favor, just open the window, get some air. Raya number two. Tosis, it seems to be a pie in the sky, Rishon. Tosis says that, hey, if you need Eidei Mesira, and you have a tikkun olam, if a woman produces a get, we assume everything is fine. On what basis do you assume that? What kind of rose-colored glasses are you wearing, Balei Tosfos? Tosfos has an expression that if the woman produces the get with Eidei Chasima, we'll say, quote, the mistama behechsher nase. What kind of business is this? I mean, let's call it a cockeyed optimist. How does Tosfos know that mistama behechsher nase? How do they know? As the Ramban phrases it, every balabas is a Talmud Chacham, a Lamdan, who knows about the requirement of Eidei Mesira. How is supposed to say this? This was Eidei Chasima walking, she walks to a get, Eidei Chasima, we assume that everything's done Kedasa Kedin, and it was a Mesira of the Eidim. How do you know? On what basis? This is pie in the sky. So the answer is given by the Rosh, in the ninth Perek, and that is, well, that's Exeret HaKotzen of Shtaris, when the Shlok Mishtan and Gimel and Aleph, that Eidim HaChasun al Shtar, Nasa, Kimi, Shenech, Reidus, and Bebezdin, that's a Chiddush Neira of Dinei Shtaris, that although we might suspect, based upon the simple facts of the case, that there was no Mesira B'Eidim, how do you know there was Mesira B'Eidim? On what basis? Comes the Xeris HaKotzev of Shtaris and tells us, no, that just as we don't require a Kiyam in Doraisa, from the moment that they sign it, even though it was not confirmed by an independent handwriting experts, so people will know the signatures. We nonetheless accept that the signatures are valid, without a drisha v'chakira that's normally required by Eidim Shabbal Peh. Kach does the Torah with respect to Shtaris. So too, part of that Gneiras HaKotzer is HaKol Nistama Behech Shanase. But we assume it was done properly. That's what we assume. Okay. Now, you may recall, this is now up to Ryan number three. You may recall this dispute in the ninth parak. We pass the Gablaza begin. Everyone agrees that. We pass the Gablaza begin. The question is, what about Bishtaros? I think Gemara's over here. The Kaiman Hilchos HaKabba say, Begitin. That's on Avdala and Aleph. On Pei Vav is a dispute, whether Hilchos HaKabba say Bishtaros or not. And that's another Machlokas HaRishon. Again, this is the same protagonist. Another Machlokas between Tosas and the Rif. Tosas, Allah HaBalaz, Begitin, Uvishtaros. And the Rif, he changed his mind. He had a first edition, he had a second edition. But the Ramban said the Yelzai HaBalaz, Begitin, Velo Bishtaros. To some extent. So that's the Machlokas. Fact the Ramban like this. If you'll say that with respect to Gittin, there are two choices, Eide Mesira or Eide Chasim, which is the way I and the Rif understand the opinion of Rabbi Lazar. So good. Was the Shaila now with Halacha Rabbi Lazar Bishtaris or Ein Halacha Rabbi Lazar Bishtaris? In other words, when it comes to Shtaris, perhaps you require the halacha would be Eide Chasima Karsi, right? Ein halacha b'lazer b'shtar, Eide Chasima Karsi. Where do you have Eide Chasima Karsi? I thought we reject Eide Chasima completely when it comes to get. No! Chas v'sholem, says the Ramban. When it comes to a get, we also accept Eide Chasima. Alright? So when it comes to a shtar, the Eide Chasima, which are another valid option with respect to get, are perhaps the only valid option with respect to shtar. But if you hold of also like the lactosis, when it comes to get, you need dafka eidei mesira, eidei mesira only, and eidei chasima are no good. So how is it possible that when it comes to shtaris, that you dafka have to have eidei chasima bedafka? How can it be that something which is in effect lo malav lo mar by gittin, A, you don't need it, and B, it wouldn't help by itself. That suddenly when it comes to shtaris, this we'll call it get irrelevancy, something that's irrelevant from respect to a get, is something that is the most important and crucial factor of all. How is that possible? How can shtaris in effect be better than gittin? So the answer to the Tosfos will be as follows. What the Gemara says, we pass the Gemara's begin to love the stars, means only one simple thing. When it comes to Gittin, Eidem Esir alone is enough. Don't need any Eidem Chasima. When it comes to Shtari Mamo, no! You're going to need both. You'll need the Eidem Esir as which Gittin requires. And you also need Eide Chasima. Why? L'man yamdu yomim rabim. A shtar is something which is a guvaina kind, but to collect with it, to prove something with it, not to be to create a situation of divorce, but to, as an eager intention, this is a long-term proof, and that's why you require Eide Chasima over and above an Eide Mesira. Well, we'll see later, one day in Tosfos, over and above a Hodos Valdin, which is the equivalent of Eide Mesira. But the Ramban's kasha is no kasha, because Ramban was assuming that when it comes to get Eide Mesira is required, and Eide Chasima is nothing with nothing, doesn't accomplish anything. When it comes to a shtar, all of a sudden, this nothing with nothing is everything. Doesn't make any sense. So here's the answer. When it comes to the definition of shtar is Eide Mesira kasha. Let's assume the first part of Tosfos Daf. You need a Mesira both when it comes to get and when it comes to shtar. And the Gemara says, Hilchos HaKabbalah begin v'lo b'shtaris means by shtaris we're more machmir. We require this Eide Mesira plus we require the Chasim of the Manyan v'yam and Rabbein. That's no kasha, yeah? No, I understand. True toast happens to Paskin, Halacha loves to begin uvishtaris. But it was tough to justify the existence of another man, Amar. You said, I'll pass like him, Misvar. That's the Ramban's kasha. You can pass him one way, whatever you want, but you have to justify the svar of this Tana. These are Maroyim, we'll pass him this way. Okay. Fourth riot. The Ramban comes up with a principle called, Eidah v'chasum of Zachamlo. Which means, at least according to the Ramban, that from the moment that if someone signs a document, it's considered a halachically valid document. And from that moment on, it's Zachilo, the recipient of the shtar is Kone. Yes, there's a condition for the shtar to be handed over at the end to the appropriate party. But the Etzem Kinyan is called from the moment the shtar is created. When is the shtar created? From the moment of the Chasima. Oh. So, in effect, according to the Ramban, the principle of Eda v'chasum and Zachilo is an extension of the principle of Eda Chasima Karsa. Eda Chasima Karsa, you know what it means? Eda Chasima are the critical creators of the transaction of the piece of paper. That we understand. But Eda v'chasum and Zachilo takes it a step further, since from the moment that they signed and the shtar became the shtar, so the transaction in effect takes place, and the handing of the piece of paper over to the appropriate recipient is simply a kind of a condition. If that's the case, says Ramban, I have you now. I found an Amora who holds Eda Mesir Karsi, and he still holds Eda Bechasim Zachalo. Luke tells us an impossibility. Because if Eda Bechasim Zachalo is an extension of Rav Meir Eda Chasim Karsi, and according to the Tosfos, Rav Elazar is not from Rav Meir, how will he explain this Amora? That's the fourth Raya of the Ramban. The answer is that Tosfos has a completely different understanding of Eda Bechasim Zachalo. It doesn't mean that the shtar is created into a shtar halachically, and from the moment the shtar is a halachic shtar, it already can acquire something, and the transference of the shtar is simply merely a condition, an outside condition. No. That's not what it means, according to Tosfos. According to Tosfos, what it means is as follows. Let's say I made a chasim on a shtar, and I want to give it to the recipient. But the recipient's not here. We're going to apply the principle of zochin la'odav shalom b'fonav. I can give it to X and say, X, you acquire it on behalf of Y. That would be good. Because I get, in effect, by giving a text, I'm giving it to Y. Zachal and Shalom Afanav. Comes along the principle of Eda Bechasum and Zachal and say a Chiddush Naira. I'm presumably on the Ramban and the Chiddush, or the Kach Tikno, or Hefka, or Hefka, everywhere, however it works. That the moment the two Adams sign, even though they didn't lift it up, but say, Harenu, Vizchavnin, Lagbia, Shtar, Zeb, Be'ad, Ruvein, even if they sign the Shtar, which helps that Ruvein, it's already considered to be Ruvein. It's already considered to be in a scene immediately. That's a Chiddush Naira. According to Tosfos, Tosfos is declaring Baba Metzia. Let's say Eda Bechasum Zachalo by a get. By a get. Now clearly the Ramban's definition would never fly by a get. By a get you need an Avanas and Biyada. The Ramban's lumdus of Eda Bechasum Zachalo that once you create the shtar, it does its thing, can't possibly work even as a Havanina when it comes to giving. The Takatosis, even as a Havamin, indicates that they learn it literally. Zachalo means Zachalo Shalom Afanav. It's as if it was given over to the ultimate recipient. No, if that's the case, it could be true even according to Rabbi Elazar. Fifth and final Raya, Mezuyah Mitocha. Mezuyah Mitocha, the Mosin of Navdalin, Mold Rabbi Elazar, the Mezuyah Mitocha Shul Posel. And here, the Mezuyah Mitocha doesn't mean it's forgery. It means the Eden sign, Shalom Lishmo. Says the Ran and the Ramban like this. If you learn that the Eda Chasima alone can achieve Gerishin, so we're afraid to allow Eda Chasima Shalom Lishma, because next time around, you'll rely for the Gerishin themselves upon these Edim. You should not deny to do because it's Shalom Lishma. If you hold like Tosis, and you always need Edim Mesira, every single case, so what's the big deal of Mesira Mitocho? What are you worried about? Even if the Edom are there, Shalom Lishma, so what? So what? Yeah, have Edom is Sira. Edom is Sira to affect the Gerishim. And there's nothing to worry about. So the answer is given by Tosfos is very simple. It's a Gzeira Otuk Siva. Don't lumdicize the Psula Mezuyah Mitocho. Yikom HaKamikul L'Migza Chasim Otuk Siva. You may also chasimul lishma, because we didn't pen lo yichtu v'gam aksimul lishma. A balabat, we'll call it a balabat shekzera, and that's all. So therefore, we've summarized in the first half of part of today's shiur the various riots, four riots this way, five riots this way, and the refutations thereof. Any questions before we start some other important halachas about this machlokas? Yes, sir. Yeah, fourth time there is Eda Bechasum of Zachalo. The Ramban says they found an Amora who holds Eda Bechasum of Zachalo. The wall holds like a Belazar, Eidim Esira Kars. How can that be? The only way to explain this is the Ramban, is if Rabbi Elazar accepts Rav Meir's track too. So if he accepts Rav Meir's track of Eidim Chasima Kars, he's the extension thereof. Eidim Chasima Zachalo could be accepted. But if Rabbi Elazar denies Rav Meir's principle completely, utterly, totally, then how can Eidim Chasima Zachalo according to one Amor who passed like a Belazar Eidim Esira Kars? It doesn't fit. So he answered by saying no. That's also a different understanding of what it means that about the Zachal. More kipshuto. Zachal Adam, Zachal Adam. And you don't have to pick it up, it's after sign. Adkan. Yeah. The rush holds like the Bali Atosis. No question about it. We're going to discuss some more facts about the rush as we go. So now that we went through briefly the various riots back and forth, I want to touch on some of the highlights of our rather lengthy discussion of this sugi. We spent quite a number of shiurim on it. I'm going to give a very brief overview of some of the highlights. Again, whenever we chaza, we leave out many points, not because I'm backing out from them, I just can't go into everything. But the definition of chazara is simply what we call the highlights. The highlights. Okay. Yeah. Tosis has a yisod on Chav Dal Amid Beis. It's the same Tosis we just spoke about very recently of Hakara, but that same Tosis comes up with a chiddush called Muchach Mitocho. What does Muchach Mitocho mean? That the according to Rabbi Meir, the piece of paper has to be proof intrinsically in and of itself that this is the person who's selling or is marrying or is divorcing. We can't rely on external proofs. Why is that so? So Rav Soloveitchik, Zichron of Rav, explained that he thinks as follows. And according to Rabbi Lazar, a shtar is a sipra maisa. That's all. Tells you what's happening, and that's all. Doesn't have to prove anything. There are no eidei chasimah, so the piece of paper proves nothing. And the fact that the identity may be somewhat ambiguous is also irrelevant. Doesn't have to prove anything. As long as Kalapai Shmaya, the Bez and Shomala, knows that this man divorced his wife, or married a woman, or sold a house, and his house was bought, even though there's no identification in this piece of paper whatsoever, so Yochel is daif. You can write it on forgible paper, proves absolutely nothing. Nothing should be nothing. It doesn't make a difference. That's Rabbi Elazar's opinion. As long as he wrote it down on a piece of paper and gave it along, good enough. But according to Rabbi Meir, Yochel is daif is no good. B'lirei Chasim is no good. What does that mean? Says Tosis. The piece of paper has to be independently a proof to what happened. In other words, it should be a shtar raya. The Rabbi Osai said, there are two different phrases, shtar kinyan and shtar raya. According to Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi explained, the definition of a shtar kinyan starts off as a shtar raya. It's what we call a self-fulfilling prophecy. You have a piece of paper which proves that Reuven sold his house to Shimon. Well, guess what? You give the paper to Shimon. In fact, Reuven sells his house to Shimon through this piece of paper. A self-fulfilling prophecy. But it has to be a real proof. Has to be on paper which you cannot forge. Has to be the proper identification of who exactly Reuven is, who's selling the field. All this has to be in the shtar. If it's not there, and that's what has to be the chasima. Without that, it's just going to be a shtar. Scrap paper. Somebody's right. It means nothing. So this is Rav Soloveitchik assumes as the double poshut that according to Rabbi Meir, you have to have Muchach Mitoch. I have the machlokas Tosfos in Iran. A man who has two wives, both named Rachel Bas Yaakov, right? The question, according to the mayor, can he divorce either wife with such a get? Yes or no? So Tosfos says no, because you never know which woman is being divorced. Impossible to tell. So there's no intrinsic proof, so it's no good. Whereas the Ran says it is good. The Ran says Tosfos made up a new principle out of nowhere. There's no such thing as quote unquote Muchach Mitoch. And he based it on Gemaras. No, so it's the Ran is against the Soda of Rav Soloveitchik. The Ran is saying that even though it's not Muchach Mitoch, nonetheless, it works as a Shtar Raya, and if it may work as a Shtar Kinyan or as a Get as well, how can that be? So the Rav said, no, everyone agrees to the principle that you need Muchach Mitoch according to Rav Meir. There's no doubt about it. Only one child. Do we say that the quote, Tfisas Baal Ashtar, end quote, is Mashlim the Muchach Mitoch? In other words, The man has two wives named Rachel Bas Yaakov. But into Bezdin walks one of them with a piece of paper. I also ben Shimon divorced you, Rachel Bas Yaakov. So the fact that she, this Rachel Bas Yaakov, walks in with a piece of paper, this itself is a hashlama of the Luchah Mitocha. We don't only take into account the paper itself. We take into account the paper itself plus the fact that a particular individual walked in with that piece of paper. This is the opinion of the Ran and Tosfos argues that point. But no one has disagreed with the principle that you need Luchah Mitocha. Look, the proof. You have a case of even of a shtar raya. So he marks in Baba Basra, Ani plos ploni, Ani chayim and shimin, lavisi mimcha. Who's mimcha? I don't say who the mimcha is. I don't say who the malv is. The malv puts in the shtar of bezin to collect. How can it be? Shtar raya, everyone agrees needs mucha mitoch. There's no question about that. Shtar raya. The machlot is about shtar kinyan. Shtar raya, the whole point of a shtar raya is to be mucha mitoch. How does it work? Teretz is, it says mimcha. And I walk into Bezdin with a piece of paper. So the piece is Balashtar, means I'm the Mimcha, or I'm the person who has the right to collect based upon his obligation to somebody whose name is not explicitly recorded in the piece of paper. Doesn't make a difference. So you see, a piece is Balashtar, is Mashal Mimcha Mitoch. This is Shitas HaHaran. Fine. And even Tosfos would have to agree when it comes to, presumably when it comes to Shtari Mammon. Perhaps when it comes to get there with disagreement, it's a lack of the Shema or something along those lines. Fine. So the Ran agrees, although the Ran seems at first glance to deny Mucha Mitocho, he's saying, no, he does agree to Mucha Mitocho. Just that he holds that the Tfisus Baal HaShtar is Mashlim the Mucha Mitocho. That's a very important yisod. What the Rav is saying, we're saying now is no one argues. Nobody argues. It has to be that way. It has to be that way. Can't argue. Has to be that way. You know, if you're a Rav fan, it just has to be that way. It has to be. Okay. So, I am a fan. So, therefore I think it has to be also. It has to be. Oh. I think Eli asked me this question. What do you do with a case of Shmoseim Shavim? Shmoseim Shavim. So Tosfos was Nidchak. To say, although Yosef ben Shimon ben Reuven, Yosef ben Shimon ben Levi. But the Pashat of the Ran says, Moseim Shavim, that means it's exactly the same name in the get, Yosef ben Shimon, Yosef ben Shimon, right? And there, l'chora, we cannot just simply snap our fingers and say that the Tfisus Baal HaShtar is Mashlim, the Muchach Mitocha. No, because the Pashat is, Moseim Shavim and Moseim Shavim. So therefore, the fact that a particular woman, walks in with a get, that shouldn't be an absolute iron clear proof that she is the one who is really divorced. Maybe Yosef and Shimon gave it to one Rachel Bas Yaakov and went to the other Rachel Bas Yaakov. We saw the Gemara recently of a Basar Kuf Samach Zayin, that the Gemara has fears, phobias, paranoias that maybe the get will go from one hand to the other and it's the wrong hand and it's going to cause an illicit semblance of a divorce. So the answer I gave was that the level of Doraisa, we're not worried about this. The level of Doraisa, we're not worried about it. The level of Doraisa, Rachel Bas Yaakov, similar to get from Yosef and Shimon, you know, they may have been another couple of the same name in town. We assume it came to her from her husband. We're not worried about foul play and hanky panky. He's only the rabbi of the Chashash. The level of Doraisa, we're not worried, so that we can consider it a Muchach Mitocho B'tziruf. Tfisus Baal HaShtar. That's an answer back to Eli's question. Now, we have a big problem with Rashi. Oh, what a major problem with Rashi. Tosfos claims that Rashi denies the whole everything, the whole principle of Muchach Mitocho Rabbi Meir. How so? If you look at Tosfos, on Daf Chav Beis, they quote a Rashi. They say Rashi implies that, according to Rav Meir, even if Yochel is daif is kosher. Because of the last lines of the Tosfos Chav Beis and Manal from the bottom, the last Tosfos. Masha Pirish Bekuntris, to Rav Meir, Isha Boli, Nasi Beget, Akosav, Aldama, Yochel is daif, Eina Tzricha, Eide Mesira. And people recognize that it's going to be good. He has Shalom again, the last line. Rav Meir, Bina Tshiyamucha Mitocho, Chav Dalman Beis, Uvedavash Yochel is daif and Muchach Mitocho. Klum! It's worth zero. Proves absolutely nothing. Zero. And here, by the way, the Ran agrees with Tosfos. The Ran agreeing with Tosfos proves what the Rav said, that the Ran accepts the opinion of the requirement of Mucha Mitoch. He argues on the understanding of Rashi over here. Just one thing, he happens to hold that Tisus Balashtas Master Mucha Mitoch, but Yochel Estayef is worthless. Oh. But the question is, what do you do with this Rashi? So here I had a very big Chiddush I want to repeat to you, and maybe it's right or wrong, I don't know. A very big Chiddush based on the Deacon Rashi. Let's call it the original Rashi. Chav Beis and Mebeis. That's where the Rashi is found. This is the Rashi which Tosfos is quoting, and I'm out. What does Rashi say? Let's look slowly. On Chav Beis, Amad Beis, it's the top Rashi. Second arrow line. Abel Rabbi Meir. The Omar lo be'inan ede mesira, right? Ika lemechash leziyufa. We're afraid of a forgery. The man the samech ede chasima. Isha bali nasi beget. Eina mevia lefoneinu ede machasumin bo. Im yesh makirin bachasimasa. Im yesh tno, is a tnai. Viziyafte, and she forged it, she erased it, or she changed it, whatever it may be. Leka the other. It's impossible to tell. Had a cash against Rashi. Rashi's bothered. He says, the whole like Rabbi Meir, lo binenei mesira. So we're afraid of a ziyuf. Alright? We're afraid of a forgery. I ask you, and according to Rabbi Elazar, we're not afraid of a forgery. What's ticking on him according to Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar's ticking on him was that although he had a mesira kaisi, if a woman produces again in Bezdin, she can remarry based upon it. The mission of Flam and Vav. So what are you saying? At the quantum of Yimei, you're worried. And at the quantum of Balazar, you're not worried. Quantum of Balazar, you're also worried. Pasha's referring to a case where there are Eidei Chasima as well. And so the same worry should apply even quantum of Balazar. You must therefore understand Rashi somewhat differently. Namely, if you have a Shtar Shiyochel is Dayev, it is recognizable that it's Yochol is Dayev. It's recognizable that the paper can be forged. I guess the way you tell, if you have a suspicion, you write something and you erase it, and if you can erase that, then no one knows the difference. You see it's a shtar, she Yochol is Dayev. So when Rashi therefore says, Somchin al Eder Chasim, what's he talking about? To the contrary. If you can tell it's Yochol is Dayev, you won't rely on it for beans. So what do you mean Somchin? So I'd like to reinterpret Rashi. When Rashi says, Somchin, again, Rameh, the Amal Avina, the Mesir, the Eagle Nefesh, the Ziyufa, the man, the Somech, Ha'ede Chasima, Isha Bal, the Get, the Enem, the Via, the Fenenu, etc., etc. What Rashi is really saying, although it's between the lines I concede, what Rashi is really saying is that you require a shtar which is possible to rely upon as Ede Chasima. That's Pshat and Rameh. You require, for a shtar to be effective for anything, you require that it should be a kind of a shtar that you can rely on the Eidei Chasima, who are in sign on the shtar. And over here, it's impossible. It's impossible. Why is it impossible? Because it's Yochel is Daif, and then it's completely unreliable. So perhaps that's what Rashi really means. The man the son of Eide Chasima Ishabar Dinasi beget and Mavila Fenaid Chasum Bo, etc. And therefore this is Ziyuf, no one's gonna know the difference. And therefore I'm adding. And therefore you can't rely upon it. Right? Not the Rabbi, not the Rabbi Lazar. According to Lazar doesn't make a difference. So what? So it's still a good get clap a shmai, if any Mesira show up, it'll be good. But according to Rabbi Meir, the fact that you can't rely upon it because we're afraid of a ziyuf means that therefore it's no good. You can bring in everybody. You can bring in Eidei Chasima. You can bring in Eidei Mesira. You can bring in the chief rabbinate. You can bring in the Moshe Rabbeinu. It's still no good because not Mucha Mitocho. That's how I want to understand the Rashi. So I'm a loyalist, a diehard loyalist to Rav Soloveitchik's maxim. It's his basic assumption. According to Rabbi Meir, you certainly require Mucha Mitocho. And therefore, even the Ran holds this way, even Rashi holds this way, that's what I wanted to suggest. Fine. Let's now move to our second interesting point in this. Yeah. Tosfos learns Rashi. Tosfos seems to be learning Rashi that he holds that according to Rabbi Meir, a get which is written by Davar Yochel is daif is kosher.
But it would be what's
power?
What's Rashi?
The problem is we should be afraid of a forgery. We should be afraid of a forgery. So I'm asking against Tosfos, afraid of a forgery. Rabbi Lozer should also be afraid of a forgery. Tikkun Olam, the law is part of the same piece of paper. So that's why I wanted to reinterpret Rashi. Look, Tosfos, I'm adding. I can see I'm adding a whole. I'm adding two lines. Huh? How does who? How do I answer anything? My answer is Gavaldik. That's correct. No, Rabbi Lozer won't require it for the get itself. So how will she ever get married? She'll do say the Mesirah. And the Chanamah. That's only she can get married with anybody the Yachal Zayin. That's Mefurish in the Gemara. Quiet the Mesirah. If they die, you're in trouble. So okay. You took a chance. Okay. I want to talk for a few moments about one of the Gimel Gittin, which is somewhat problematic, is a get b'ksav yodo. Written by the person himself. The Baal Rana wrote the get out longhand himself in his own handwriting. So the question is, which is raised by the Achronim, is like this. We have an Avgimel, a rule, that Kiyam Shtar is the Rabbonim. With the rice we say, Edema Chasumen al Shtar, Nasa Kimisha Nechvi Lusim Abbas. The holding of Kiyam of certifications are the Rabbonim that are required. What about by Ksav Yodo? There's no two Edom signed on it. Only the person himself wrote it in his own longhand. Is the requirement for Kiyam on his longhand the Oraisa or the Rabbonim? So the Shach says it's the Oraisa, and the Ktsos says it has to be the Rabbonim. Why must it be the Rabbonim according to the Ktsos? It's very simple. What's the whole source for the din that Midoraisa you don't require a Kiyam? So he quotes a Tosis in Ksubas Tzavtzadi Beis. And Tosis and Ksubas Amma Beis. Tosis has a Lashon. The Lashon there is that we're not afraid of a forgery. Lochashina Lazif and Ator to the Chazaka to Lochotzif Inish Lazayufi. Okay, we'll have the chutzpah to forge a document. Now it's chutzpiyazgi, as a matter of fact, but certainly traditionally, someone guy wouldn't have so much chutzpah, so we can assume that it's in fact authentic. Authentic. So the Ktzos, if that's the case, the same way as we assume, Lochotzif Inish Lazayufi. And therefore, we can assume the signature is accurate, even though it hasn't been confirmed by three people sitting on the Bezdin. So too by Ksav Yodo, the same thing. Lo chotze finish the Ziyufi. A guy wouldn't have the chutzpah to forge someone else's handwriting and sign his name for him. The same exact principle should apply. Ad kan de reaktos. And therefore he claims Lamaisa, that kiyum for Ksav Yodo, the same as kiyum for regular shtaros, is only midirabon. Ad kan dvar. Loigut the shach. So we explain. That it's two steps. Avara begins by this chazaka of the chotzef inish lizayufin. Right. But Tosfos himself and the principle over there. They quote the Gemara of Gimel, or Shlokish. The Nasa Kami Shenechkura Edusim Bebezin. What do you need that for? Just give a halachic a psychological statement. Lo chotzef inish lizayufin. Here's the answer of Osai. The answer is Avada the Chazak is there. Since when? What do you mean Chazak? Chazak is a kind of a role, right? Chazak is most people wouldn't forge. We presume that it wouldn't be a forgery. We have a klal gadol. Ein hochem b'momen achar arov. You're not going to take someone's money away based upon this role. It comes along with Shlokish and Chiddush and says, look, this role that the Torah is basing itself on, which is the basis for the principle of Edem HaChasumen al Ashtar, Nasa Kamisha Dekhi, listen to the best of me, doesn't just stand there and say, look, I'm a rogue, it's good enough. No! Al pi Allah is considered to be Eidus. It's considered to be Eidus to this effect. That's the Chiddush. That's what Shlokish is Chiddush. Since the average person won't forge, so therefore we consider it to be on a level of the Oraisa, a valid a testimony of two Eidim, not just something of hearsay, and with all the various halachas which relate to it, you know, the Nikiyah Midoraisa, etc., etc. If that's the case, you can't just base yourself here on simple lochotzi finishes a yufi and say, look, the same chutzpah would be required to forge the chesav yad as to forge the eidah chasimah. No! It starts off with the chazak lochotzi for the yufi. But then it ends up in this halakhic statement of Rish Lakish, that eidah mechasumin al ashtar kenech perusin bebeznami. Aha! Here where the shach steps in and says, this halakhic principle is limited to eidah mechasumin al ashtar, but it's not applied to chesav yadah. So therefore the Shach may very well be right. Very important. The Shach may very well be right. Because Eidah Mechasumin al Ashtar is not merely a chazaka. The average person won't forge. It's more than that. It's based upon a chazaka, but then it's given the full status of Eidah. You can collect money based upon it and no restrictions. That's a very, very important yisod. And therefore the Shach can claim that yisod only applies when it comes to a Eide Chasima, but now when it comes to Ksav Yodo. Okay, that's point number two we spoke about. Point number three, it's important to turn to the Rosh for this, Rabbi Yosef. This is important to see inside in the text itself of the Rosh, because we'll have to review a little bit what we spoke about before. If you don't mind, just turn to the Rosh. Ninth parak, Siman Zayin. Towards the beginning, the Rosh says, "V'chein hilchasa." Over of but a small race, of course, in Sadi Dalit. Over of the Rav Nachman Kabbalaza b'shtaris, v'chein hilchasa bein b'shtari mecher matana u'bein b'shtari halvos be'inan eide mesira. So Tosa says the Rosh you require eide mesira. Now, the Mefarshim at the bottom are very upset about this Rosh. They don't even believe it. One of them actually changes the text. The Teferis Shmuel and the Korban Asano. Both are unhappy. The Korban Asano, for example, Ol Shinet Sakasha. The Tema, the Tosus Liel, that means Adav Dalin, Kosvel the Maskana, right? The Begitin Binet Messiah, Lo Sage Be'ed Chasima. The Korban Yenmoman, Sage Be'ed Chasima, Bimkom Ho Doaz Baldin Kameidu Damin. That's the famous Miu Yesh Lechalek in Tosas on Avdal Reman Aleph, the Tosas we started with today, Tosas the Kaimala on Avdal Reman Aleph, the last two lines, they say, quote, Miu Yesh Lechalek in the moment of Mahanya Odoaz Baldin Kameidim, Sagi Be'ede Chasima B'mokam Odoaz Baldin, as opposed to getting the Kiddush with Tzchab L'Acher. That's what Tosas says. So therefore, how can the Rosh argue? That's his question. He actually says a Tov Sofer, I should say, Mahani Eidim Mesirin, not Be'in Eidim Mesirin. No, I'm very unimpressed to take a word and to change it, to cross it out. How can you do such a thing? It comes out the Rosh is against the Miu Yesh L'Chalek. I don't understand. Well, it posted before the Miu Yesh L'Chalek is not a Rishon. Miu Yesh L'Chalek is an afterthought, the last two lines. The entire Tosis until that point said, no! No! He actually required a Messiah when it comes to Shtar Mamun. And that seems to be the opinion of the Rosh. No Chochmas. And I referred you, if I recall, to a Rosh in the first parak in the Sech Begitin, where he seems to say the same thing. He seems to say that you require Eide Messiah. And there no one is making any hagos. He seems to say beferish that you require Eide Mesira. The last line of the first column of page, well, it's in Siman Yud Aleph. That's an Amud Beis, much more page number 180, what? 186 in your edition. My edition has page 6. Okay. So here it says, "Lo matzich Rabbi Lazer Eide Mesira, ela b'shtar kinyan, o begite nashim, avol shtar el shein, and ela Rabbi Alma lo boi Eide Mesira." But you see, Klar, Rabbi is matzich. He requires, not he allows. He requires Eda Mesira, by Shtarei Kinyan. So Mefurish. This is Mefurish. The way we have the Rosh in the ninth parak as well. Why don't we tell Sofer? It's hard to make a tell Sofer. How can you make a tell Sofer over here? That's why I thought the Rosh had like the first day in Tulsus. We had a problem we spoke about Shtarei Chov. There seems to be a contradiction. What's the status of Shtarei Chov? Is Shtarei Chov Shtarei Kinyan? Or Shtarei Chov Shtarei Rai over here? That's a question. Here he says this is in the first parak. He says Shtarei Mekach Umemka V'Halvos. Okay? V'Halvos. Then you know have the status of collecting with a mesira because Rabbi Lozer requires a mesira by shtar kinyan or begit le'noshim. I will shtar ashen l'raya b'yama lo boy a de mesira. So it seems to be again. I'm going to leave it out for now because it's a little bit complicated. Just mentioning this briefly in passing, a stira in the rush. Whether Shtarei Chov or Shtarei Kinyan or Shtarei Raya. And the answer which we gave, one answer was, depends upon Shibuta Daraisa or not. Shibuta Daraisa, then the Shiva Bidin HaTorah, so Shtar Chov only serves as an aid as a Shtar Raya. If Shibuta Lav Daraisa, then it serves as a Shtar Kinyan. So we said that Rav and Shmuel later on, the Rav and Shmuel Shibuta Lav Daraisa. That's one answer. Second answer depends upon a regular Shtar Chov, it's only a Shtar Raya. That you're mischayev yourself, you create a chov, create a schayev with the star, then obviously it's going to be a star kinyan. That's another way to reconcile the contradiction. There's a secondary point, if you will, in the analysis of the rush. But one thing is clear, it seems to me, against the Korban HaSanal and the Teferes Shmuel, that this is what the what Tosus says, and what the rush says, like the first day in Tosus, that you actually have to have Eidim Asira when it comes to Shtarei Mammon. What's so terrible? You require it. True, at the last line, Tosfos disagrees. So they disagree. That's the Machlokas HaRishonim. Let's go back indeed to this last two lines in Avdalah Mav. What did they say exactly? What did they say? Read it again. V'yesh l'chalak b'linyin Mammon l'mahanyad osbaldin k'me'edim sagi v'edei chasima b'mokom hodo osbaldin, as opposed to giving the conditions chav l'cher. So what does it say? That it's a Eide Chasima work b'makom hodoas baldin. Okay, b'makom hodoas baldin. That's what it says. B'makom hodoas baldin. Let me ask you a question. What is the real hodoas baldin? Eide chasim work with Mokom Odoas Baldin. What will happen? I have a piece of paper. Here it is. It's a beautiful piece of paper. On it says, Reuven sells his field to Shimon. It's his house with the address to Shimon. No Eide chasima. No Eide mesira. But you have a literal Odoas Baldin. So Reuven comes to Bez and says, yes, this is what we wrote. And I gave it over to Shimon and a piece of paper with no witnesses signed, no witnesses observing it. And I had every intention that this should create the sale of my house to Shimon. Is it good or is it no good? Tosfos seems to say that if you have Eide Chasima, it works from Koma Dosfadin. So if you have Odosfadin, I would say it should certainly be good. And I thought that Tosfos says enough Yudam and Beis as well. Take a look at Yudam and Beis. Tosfos Chaspa B'Yalma. Tosfos says, where this where Rabbi Kivega's little star is. He makes reference back to Davdala. It's the last seven or so narrow lines. So I feel him no more. Sheshtar matana shechasim lo Yisrael kosher lipnus bo bo eide mesira. Hayne mishim sheyodua de eide chasima shehen ksherim min ha-Torah. Shebo ha-shtar biad nosim liana mekabel. Vechen kosher bo do as nosim shu kekuf eidim. Aber mishtar shechasim bo eide kohovim kohovim shein bo, catch this now. Lo eide mesira. Velo eide chasima. Shikshem lahoy. Velo odos baldin. Lo choshiv shtar likos ha-yodov. Lo havi lachaspa b'yalmo. So I got the impression from this Tosis that in order to explain why Goyim signed it, it's no good, you have to say three things. There's no way to mesira. There's no way to chasim ha-ksherim. And there's no odos baldin. But if you had any of the three, it would be good. Eide mesira by itself would be good. Eide chasim ha-ksherim by itself would be good. And our dolls by itself would also be good. Now this is a chiddush nara, only just against the Ktzois. The Ktzois said that when Tosfos in the Midrash Tchalak says that shtar ve'edech hasima is good, they meant edech hasima bedavka li'ikuva. But if you have no edech mesir, no edech hasima, even though you give the get over, you give the piece of paper over and there's no denial of the party concedes, no, it's nothing. You gave over a piece of a hunk of junk, and that cannot achieve any sale, any marriage, and the world cannot achieve anything. That's what he says. The Ktzois says. As the Ktzos says. Didn't think it was so. I thought it really worked. You would not any age. That's Pasha Chad in the Rambam. Haman Hichos Mechira, Perek Aleph Halacha Zion, I think it is. Seems to say beforeish that a star with no idea at all, no idea Chasim and no idea Mesira, is still good at the moments. In my opinion, Tos is the same as the Rambam. Quoted in the Uyash Lechalek. But the Ktzos argues with me. He says no. The Ktzos says that Tosfos said that Eidei Chasima will work with Eidei Mesira. That's yes. But that should be good with no Eidei Chasima, no Eidei Mesira, just my Hodah. No, you're molded to a blank. It doesn't help. That's what that's just the argument I'm having with the Ktzos. Fine. These are some horrors with respect to the Sugi itself. Of Eidei Mesira, Eidei Chasima, the question of Mucha Mitocho, according to Rabbi Meir, being a requirement. The Rav said it's absolute. We try to even the Ran accepts it, even Rashi accepts it, although there are some naysayers. We spoke about Ksav Yodo. Well, the Ksav Yodo has a status of Eidei Chasima with respect to the din of Rish Lakish, that there's no need for a Kiyam Mid Oraisa. The Ktzos says it has to be, because it's the same Chazak of Lo Chosav Lizyuf applies, and the Shach says no. So the Shach might be right, because it's a halachic consideration of Rish Lakish, may not apply to Ksav Yodo. We spoke about the Rush Pashut. The Rush argues with the Mir Yesh Lechalek and Tosfos on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Well, who said they haven't asked to agree with that Mir Yesh Lechalek? He learned the Kohen Rabbi Elazar. You actually have to have Eidei Mesira for Shtarei Kinyan Mamon. Finished. That's what he says. As opposed to the second day, which says no. But you don't need for actual Eidei Mesira. Not necessary. What could substitute? Eidei Chasima can substitute. Okay? Eidei Chasima can substitute. Now, what if the Eidei Chasima or Eidei Mesira for Odoas Baldin? So I thought they can also substitute. According to Rabbi Elazar, you don't need any Mucha Mitocho in the document itself. And the Ktzos says, no, you have to have some Eidei, something you have to have. So therefore he says it's only going to work when you have Eidei Chasima, otherwise it wouldn't work. Okay, how do we do Tosfos Yud? So he crutches out of it, I'm not sure exactly how. Fine. Now we're going to turn our attention to the last part of this morning shiur, to the back and forth with the Ramban and the Ran and the Balamor, and there's also a Rajma that we made reference to a little bit earlier. Let's begin with a steer in the Ramban. Mefarshim should point out. A steer in the Ramban. I'm going to have a very simple answer. We already mentioned the Ramban earlier today, that the Ramban, in order to defend the Shitas Arif with respect to the Sugya Ksubas of Tzadi Dalet of Shnei Shtaros HaYotzim B'Yom Echad, where we paskin Shuda. So Ramban was asked a question by the Balamor, Gevalt, if Rabbi Elazar accepts Rabbi Meir, if Lalocha we accept Rabbi Meir's option as well, let that option work and let's apply the principle of Yachloku. What's our Ramban's answer? Maybe we spoke about? Sure, we'd apply Yachloku at the end of the day. But I have a possibility of an earlier transaction through the principle of Eidei Mesira and Shuda D'Daini. So this is, that comes earlier, so that's going to have to be the operating principle. That's what the Ramban said. That's what he says in the Melchemes Hashem. For your information, the Melchemes Hashem is a book of war with the Balamor. The war of God against the Balamor. Then there's also a Ravid. The Ravid also has his quibbles against the Rif. Here we come to a second issue, which we spoke about a few minutes ago also. That the Rif passes, we're assuming for the moment, that the accurate manuscript was the Rif passing like Rabbi Elazar begitin, but not Bishtaris. Not Bishtaris. And others disagree. Tosfos passing was a begitin, ubishtots. And here, once again, that same Gemara and Ksubas comes up, because the Gemara and Ksubas says the machlokas of man Rabbi Elazar, whether you say achlok or you say shuda. We happen to paskin, it's apparently the story, you paskin shuda. It indicates beyond a doubt that what? That we pass the Rabbi Elazar b'shtoris. How can the Rif entertain a notion? He said the beginning, he said at the end, whichever one. But we pass the Rabbi Elazar begin below b'shtoris. What are you going to do with the Gemara Ksubas Tzadi Dalid, which passes Shuda Dedaini, and includes Shuda only works according to Rabbi Elazar, who holds that way, b'shtoris also in the Mesirah Karas. That's the Kasha. To answer this Kasha, the Ramban pulled out one more trick from his sleeve. One more trick from his sleeve. What was the trick he pulled out from his sleeve? Because yes, it's no doubt that the Gemara, Rabbosai, the Gemara, at first glance proves that we paskin like Rabbi Elazar b'shtaros. True, that's what it seems like. But he says that Gemara is only going to Mand Omar, Eda b'chasum of Zochalo. So the Eda b'chasum of Zochalo, that according to Rabbi Meir, has to be Yachlok. Why? This is very pushy. Because if you hold Eda b'chasum of Zochalo, so I write a shtar, you write a shtar. Both shtaros, from the moment that they're written, are in effect kona. The handing over of the paper later on that day to the recipient is purely a technicality, a condition in effect. But the moment the documents are written and signed, they automatically work. So therefore, if the Eda b'chasum zochalo, what happens? They work, but they only work for real as of the moment that we call, we'll kind of use the concept of mukhar bitoch, which is sofayo. So it's going to have to be yachlok. So the only way we can defend the psak of Shuda Dedaini is to accept the opinion of Rabbi Elazar b'shtaros. That's the Gemara k'suba tzadidal. So the Gemara goes to Ma'adam Eda b'chasum zochalo. But, says the Ramban, we happen to paskin that you don't apply, we don't accept the principle of Eda b'chasum zochalo. Again, one more time, we reject, halacha l'maaseh, we reject the principle of Eda b'chasum zochalo. If you reject the principle of Eda b'chasum zochalo, says the Ramban, you can hold like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir learns that Eda chasima karsi, but yes, Eda chasima karsi, but they're going to be karsi from the moment of the document being handed over. So you can apply the principle of Shuda Dedaini even according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir. So therefore, the fact that we paskin Shuda Dedaini does not prove conclusively that we hold like Rabbi Elazar b'shtaros. No, the Ramban suggests not that way. Now, hold on 1 minute. Give me a minute. So this is how I explained it to you last time. I think it's based on what the Rav said also. If you hold Eda b'chasum zochalo, then the moment that a shtar is signed, it's considered a halakhically valid shtar. It's only missing a technicality of handing it over to the recipient in order for it to be finalized. But basically, the shtar is already there right now. If that's the case, that there are two shtaras that are written and signed before either was handed over, Rabosai, listen carefully, before either was handed over, then we apply the following principle. We apply the principle that there's shtar A and a shtar B. The shtar of A, listen carefully, please, is mevatel, is an expression. Is mevatel the muchach mitocho of shtar B and vice versa. Since both shtaros have been written and signed before either was handed over, so there is no muchach mitocho. Because, look, I have a shtar which says that this field belongs to me, but I'm painfully aware of the fact you also have a shtar. And your shtar is a halachically a shtar, because Eda b'chasum zochalo. So therefore, I have no muchach mitocho on my shtar, you have no muchach mitocho of your shtar, So they both, in effect, neutralize one another. They neutralize one another. And we're going to end up that not mucham mitochem until what we'll call sof hayom, in effect. And therefore it's going to be a yak loku. No doubt about it. But according to the Paskin Ladina, Rabbi Osai, we deny it about Chasumim Zachalo. We don't accept it about Chasumim Zachalo. So it's not considered a shtar, even according to Rabbi Meir, despite the fact that it's been signed. No. Although Eide Chasima work will be called, quote, Lashvuye Shtar, since it doesn't affect anything, nothing happens with the shtar until it's handed over to the recipient. So until that time, it cannot be a pittle of the other shtars, muchach mitocho. So therefore, if there are two shtarot both signed the same day, given to the same party, even according to every mayor, halacha lemaisa, the first one wins. Why? Because you have a valid shtar, was given to somebody, and the first one who gets it, is the victor. And that's how the Ramban seems to paskin. Because he's saying, he didn't bother saying it in the Melchemes Hashem, because there he only was trying to defend off the Balamor in his issue, which we spoke about earlier today, about whether Rabbi Elazar accepts Rabbi Meir's option. So for that's enough to say that, the initial approach of the Balamor of the Ramban in the Melchamas Hashem. Melchamas Hashem, he says, if it's Kaz, what he calls Kasav, Mosar, he says, Lo Konat Sofayom. Said it. With this, he defends the Rif's point of view. Really, there are two tracks, but he says, Shuda the Dainim, and I have hope, because the Eidim Asira track comes first. That's Shuda the Dainim, and then one's postponed until the end of the day. And he doesn't go into any details. But in the Sefer Aschus, he goes into more detail to defend the position of the Rif that accepts Rabbi Elazar begin velo b'shtaris. What do you do with the Gemara Ksuba? It's Pasul Shuda. Now you're really in trouble. Because Shuda the Chol goes only according to Rabbi Elazar. Now he pulls out another trick out of his sleeve, does the Rabban. And say, what I told you earlier, that Kasav, Masar, you don't collect it for self, you don't, can't be called until Sof Hayom because the lack of Mucha Mitocho is not totally true. It's only true Leman Damar Eide Bechasumim Zachalo. Then the two stars are considered extant. They're considered to exist in the world. Each one is powerful enough to knock off the Mucha Mitocho of the other one. So therefore you understand very well why you say Shud according to Rabbi Elazar and you say Achloku according to Rabbi Meir. That's what we understand. But la halacha lemaisa ledina, that we don't accept the principle of Eide Bechasumim Zachalo, you can say shoot even according to Rabbi Meir. That's what Rabbi really holds. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't elaborate enough on the steer. Okay. Here's the steer. The Rabban is fighting a two-front war. First, he's fending off the Balamor, who's trying to prove from Ksuba Sadi Dalid that there is no separate Eide Chasima track. How does he prove it to Balamor? Balamor says like this. The Gemara says, Ksuba Sadi Dalid, if you hold Eide Chasima Karsi, Yachloku. If you hold Eide Mesira Karsi, Shuda, right? But if Rabbi Elazar will agree with the other track of Eide Chasima Karsi, maybe he should say Yachloku. Same as Rabbi Meir. So the Ramban said no. Ramban said that's a fundamental mistake that the Balamor made. Why? Because if you hold like that Rabbi Elazar accepts Rabbi Meir. Great. Accepts Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Meir only operates at Shkia. Until Shkia, nothing happens according to Rabbi Meir. So I have two tracks. I have Rabbi Elazar's track and Rabbi Meir's track. Which comes first? Who's on first? The first one to work is the Rabbi Elazar track. Now these are the Shuda the 90. So I don't think he's denying Rabbi Meir's track. He's just saying that the one that's going to work first is Rabbi Elazar. They're going to work before the Shkia. And whichever one came first, one came at 12, one came at 2, we don't know which one came first. So we're going to apply the principle of Shuda. Even though he accepts Rabbi Meir's opinion, Rabbi Meir's opinion is limited to Shkia. Until Shkia, nothing happened. So Rabbi Meir himself holds Miyachlok. We accept Rabbi Meir, but it can't preempt Rabbi Elazar. If I care, Rabbi Elazar's opinion comes first. That's what he says. Straight. Then I got someone another kash. at the half of the rib passing, that halacha belongs to the given the law b'shtaris. The Gemara passes clearly in Shuvah Tzadidalet Shuda, and Shuda goes to Chor only according to Rabbi Lazar. It says Beferish in the Gemara Tzadidalet Shuda according to Rabbi Lazar, Yachlok according to Rabbi Meir. If you pass in like Rabbi Lazar, begin the law b'shtaris. So when it comes to shtaris, which we pass in Yachlok, we pass in Shuda though. So that says from the Eitza Amuka. You saw Eitza Amuka. Eitza Amuka in Derech Mitos Yimena said the. No, you saw it. Remember that expression? Eitz Amuka in Derech Mitos that the Gemara is going to demand the Amar Eidah Bechasum Zachalo. As Rav Soloveitchik explained, the Eidah Bechasum Zachalo. So I have two shtaris. Both are written and signed sometime during the day today, before either is given. So if I give over an additional, if I give over either shtar on that day, there's not going to be any Muchach Mitocho. Why? Because the other shtar contradicts, which is already a official halachic shtar, contradicts the Muchach Mitocho of the other one. So therefore, there can be no Muchach Mitocho. Therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, what happens? We have to say Yachloku, no choice. We have to say Yachloku, nothing happens until the end of the day, because again, although there is a Mucha Mitocho at first glance, the guy wrote a shtar, with everything, the date is there, the name is there, everything's there. Only there's it's the competition that kills him. But the competition is only considered valid competition according to the Mandam Eidah Bechasum Zachalo. That's considered an official, bona fide, valid shtar the moment that it's signed. The handing over is just a technicality, a condition, nothing. So therefore, the Gemara says the only way to say Shuda is to go into Abulaz, only way. But we pass the old say the Bechasum and Zachalo. So a shtar which is signed doesn't mean to do too much. Nothing, that wasn't called anything yet. So we're not undo the Mucha Mitoch of the other one. So therefore, even according to Rabbi Meir, you can say Shuda. So we can pass the Shuda and pass like Rabbi Meir, Mishnah is. I asked the steer. I did such a good job. Don't steer it. Okay. See, I gave the terrace. I did it. The steer is as follows. That in the Mechamis, the Ramban didn't say this after Kuda. So he implied in the Mechamis that the assault which he said, namely, that according to Rabbi Meir, nothing happens until Sofayom, is Poshut, Avad, that's Rabbi Meir holds. He doesn't tie in to the issue of Eidah Bechasum Zachalo or Lo Zachalo. He doesn't tie it in at all. He just says it. It's a fact that according to Rabbi Meir, it's only according to Sofayom, it's not Mukhav Mitochot and Sofayom, period. But in the Sefer Eschus, there he suddenly starts making condition. It's only Eidah Bechasum Zachalo. Why did he say that in the Mechamas too? The Mechamas is pretty long, Mechamas, pretty minutes. Why did he say it there too? So, what's wrong? That's obviously. In the Sefer of Melchamas, he says that according to Rabbi Meir, there's no Mucha Mitochot to Sofayom. Period. End of sentence, end of paragraph. Period. In the Sefer of Schus, he says that's not true. That's only if you hold Eidah Bechasum Zachalo, which we don't pass tonight. He didn't say that in the Melchamas. He should have said in the Melchamas too. So the answer is, in the Melchamas, he's fending off a different enemy. He's arguing with a different opponent. He's debating against the Balamon issue, which we spoke about at the beginning of the year, about post versus the rib. So that there's enough to make his point to say that. But when it comes to the bottom line, to fend off in another opposition, whether we pass the Gemara or Belos of Mishtaris, he comes up with what he considers to be the real truth. The real truth is that it's only self Eidah Bechasum Zachalo, otherwise not. Otherwise, it would not kill the Mucha Mitocho. You would say, shoot even the Kohen Rabbi Meir. So the real truth comes out in the Sefer Eschus, and he didn't bother mentioning it in the Melchama because that wasn't the issue over there. They were only discussing Rabbi Meir or Belazar. They weren't discussing Pesach Halacha so much over there. They're discussing the question of whether Belazar accepts of man's track. Okay, that's enough. That's what we said. Right. Now, we want to conclude by discussing the a few issues of the relationship of Shtar Kinyan and Shtar Raya. You know, we spoke about, you know, the famous Rambam, Shtar Raya, Shtar Raya, Shtar Raya, and Reb Chaim explains, it's referring to a Shtar Raya, Shtar Kinyan, certainly the Oraisa.
Shtaraya might be considered to be mipiksalam according to the Rambam, because no das and mischayev, you're not effecting anything, you're not creating anything, you're just making a document which is a proof against you. This is the, we spoke about it at the very beginning of the Zman. Oh. But, we now have to talk about something which is a little bit delicate. We have a principle known as Mizuyot Mitocha. Okay? Mizuyot Mitocha. We already spoke about it earlier today, that the Ran says Mizuyot Mitocha means that you're going to rely upon Eide Chasim with no Eide Mesira, and you're going to have Eide Chasim Shalol Lishma, and Chas V'Shalom, you have Eide Chasim Shalol Lishma without Eide Mesira, it's going to be a disaster. Why would it be a disaster? Because if you're assuming that Eide Chasima is what creates everything, there are no Eide Mesira in real life, Eide Chasima have to be Lishma. But and that's what Mizuyot Mitocha means. And if you have Eide Mesira, it's a Gzer ultimate case where there's no Eide Mesira. According to Tosfos in Shver, Tosfos in Teretz, Gzer Chasima to Ksiva. We spoke about that before. Now there's a Rashi. Is there a Rashi in the room? I think my Rashi is not here right now. We have a Rashba in the room? Okay, let's do it by our pen. The Rashba has the following yourself. Look what the Rashba says. Here's the Rashba says. The Rashba is wondering whether what I just said now is true. What I just say now, that if you have Eide Chasima Shelo Lishma, it could be a total disaster. Okay, but the Rashba says something which is remarkable. The Rashba says even according to Shita's Tosas, we spoke about at the beginning of the Shia, namely, that you have to have in reality two Eide Mesira in flesh, bus of Adam. You have to have two Eide Mesira. What Eide Chasima do for you? Tikkun Olam. Tikkun Olam. To be able to get married based upon the piece of paper. Says the Rashba, you have to have these Eide Chasima sign Lishma. And if they don't sign Lishma, and the piece of paper which is being used to prove her divorce is really, technically speaking, invalid. Because after all, it's signed Shelo Lishma. So the question becomes, how can that be? After all, the need for this piece of paper, the need for this piece of paper is what we'll call in Hilchas Shtaris. It's not in Hilchas Gittin. I mean, I'm reading you now, since you don't have the Rashba in front of you, but you all have the Maram Shif. So I just want to open up to the Maram Shif where you can see it. This is, again, I don't know what page it's on by you. It's the page which is Dalet Amud Aleph. It's the third page of the Maram Shif. 1, 2, 3. Column 2. He quotes the Rashba. Second line. Ayin Chidushi Rashba Ba'orech Tav Chasima Tzricha Lehechshar Aget Kigon Hecha Shenismoch Aleide Chasima Shemistam and Asa Behechsha Adeid Mesira can have a kigufa get but Sarach Lishma. Okay? Says the Maram Shif 4 or 5 lines later. Ika Dava Zela Brira Bienai. To my Inyano, Lika Raget Lios Tishma. Kayma de Ain Mawil and Laraya Bialma. Kilo also Bays Mealma Maiden Shiro Agarishin. If you like Ada Mesira Kano Sweet Lot Sarach to do. The Ain Mawilin below Mazik and Vika Raget. The chomash and nichol of the kosav ma'akev v'ikar aget shaf ma'gerish and emes lo have increases mitzaratzim v'heder also adover v'duk. What's he saying? The kosav lo. What does the kosav mean? So kwanta belazer means the ksiva. Kwanta b'meir means the ksima. Whatever it means, it's something which is indispensable for the get itself. But according to what we pass in like Bali Atosfus, The Eide Chasima lo malav lo morid midoraisa for the gerishin themselves. If you have Eide Mesir, it's good with no Eide Chasima. If you have no Eide Mesir, it's no good even if you have Eide Chasima. Eide Chasima, what he calls lo malav lo morid, it's only a matter of a proof. So if it's only a matter of a proof, why was it be lishma? It's midin shtaris. It shouldn't have to be lishma. Midoraisa, a level of doraisa, the woman goes into bezin and is miskareshes with a piece of bezin and a piece of paper, which was signed by two Eide Chasima shelo lishma, and they were really Eide Mesira. What's wrong? Hetter gomer. What's wrong? What's the problem? That's the Maam Shiv's kasha, and the Groy has exactly the same kasha. So I wanted to suggest the following answer, which is a very big chiddush. We pass the Rabbi Elazar. So if we pass the Rabbi Elazar, the Pashup Shad is, the Rav Meir is completely rejected, especially according to Tosfos, completely rejected. However, you know, as we just mentioned before, that when it comes to a Shtar Raya, Rabbi Osai, everyone agrees it's Eide Chasima Kars. A Shtar Eide Mesir is nothing with respect to a Raya. To prove anything. You have to have Eide Chasima without a doubt. Without a doubt. Nunu, so what? So divide the world into two halves. Shtari Kinyan is Eide Mesir Karsi. Shtari Raya is Eide Chasima Karsi. No. That's what I would have said. That's what everyone says. But the Rajba says no. The Rajba seems to be saying, listen carefully, Chiddush Neira. The Rajba seems to be saying that we paskin that Rabbi Meir with respect to the Shtaraya dimension of a Shtar Kinyan. A Shtar Kinyan can double as a Shtar Raya. Again, as a Shtar Kinyan effects a divorce, it can double as a Shtar Raya to prove that she is divorced. Says the Rashba, for the Shtar Raya aspect of this get to work, it has to be a get which is good according to Rabbi Meir. That seems to be the Chiddush Neira of the Rashba. And therefore, when it comes to a get, where a Meir happens to require Chasima Lishma, the get cannot serve as a Raya Midoraisa if the Chasima Shalom Lishma. It's a Chiddush Neira, but that's what I think. There's no alternative to that Chiddush to explain Pshat in the Rashba. I don't see another way out. Yeah. The Fiji does not tell you, it's correct.
The Rashba
says even by Shtari Kinyan, we also say, we also don't pass Mekhra Mekhra. No, there's no question we pass even by Shtari Kinyan. I'm asking you a different Nakuda. Again, and a Shtari Kinyan, both can double a Shtari. Right? They can't double the star right. So at first glance, one second. First glance, the Pashup Shad is, you have a dish star as a star Kenyan, it also serves as a Raya. Okay? But the Rashi says no. When it comes to a star Raya, plain and simple, we said it earlier, you have to have Rav Meir's version, you have to have what you call a Raya Mishtar, Mucham Mitocha, the whole business. So the Rashi was saying, if you have a Shtar Kinyan, which you want to serve as a Shtar Raya as well, it must meet the Rav Meir standard. And if Rav Meir standard includes the Shema by a get, that's to meet that standard. That's what he says. It's a Chiddush God of Ma'od. What's your question? Tosfos
says we pass
Mekhra
Laws from Shtar. Does that mean Shtar Raya also?
Chas v'shal. Shtar Raya, there's no Machlokas Rav Meir Rabbi Laws. That's why you hold yourself in the first minute. Shtar Raya, there's no Machlokas Rav Meir Rabbi Laws. The whole machlokas Rabbi Meir is by getting the shtari kinyan, by shtari raya. I want a proof. I sold you the house already. Now give me a D. I sold you the house with cash. I walked in with a wheelbarrow of cash and I paid for the house. Wheelbarrow. Okay? I paid for the house. Now I want a receipt. I want not a receipt on the cash. I want a piece of paper saying, hey, before I hand over the wheelbarrow, I want a piece of paper that I hereby, I'm certifying that with $1 million of cold, hard cash, I sold the house to Chaim. That's a shtar raya. To say, oh, I'll give it to that Eide Mesira. A joke. It doesn't prove anything. I'll give you a form. Here. I'll have no Eide Chasima, all the Eide Mesira. It proves nothing. In order for it to be a shtar raya, it has to be, the paper itself has to prove something. That's what I was assuming. I'm sorry I didn't say it as explicitly as I should have. Oh. That's this Nakuda. Now, what's interesting is that we have another twist. Again, do you remember the discussion? Oh, the Ramban quotes the Yesh Omrim. Listen to this now. The Yesh Omrim says that according to Shitas HaRif, listen carefully please, the Rif holds Eide Mesira Karsi, but Eide Chasima can also be Karsi. What if you have Eide Chasima Shalom Lishma? The Rambat is the disaster. And the Mucha Bitoch, and the Mizriya Bitoch is based upon the possibility of this disaster. The Yeshavim says it's good. The Yeshavim says, if I have a day Chasima Shalol Lishma, and I give over the get with no Eid and Mesira, it's good Midoraisa according to the Rif. It's good. Wow. Chiddush Neira. How can it be good? The answer is, what do you mean? V'kosav is v'kosav is v'kosav. According to Rabbi Meir himself, v'kosav means chasima. According to Rabbi Elazar, we know what v'kosav means. V'kosav means ksiva. The ksiva was the Shema. In this particular case, you need Eidei Chasima desperately, because the Eidei Chasima have to substitute for Eidei Mesira. No, so you need it. So you need the Shema. Now, the Vilna Gaon, in attempting to prove, he likes this Shita, the Gemara, of all Shitas. In attempting to prove this Shita, he quotes the Tosfos over here, the Tosfos of Dalet Amud Aleph. Of Dalet Amud Aleph, where Tosfos writes, the same Tosfos Modeh, that Midoraisa, you can rely upon Eid the Shalol Lishma, Chasima Shalol Lishma should work on a level of Doraisa. What's the problem? That's what he says. That's what Tosfos says. So he brings this as a riot to the Yeshayahu and the Ramban. So that I screamed foul, and luckily I found the Chazon Ish screams the same foul. Said, what kind of riot is this? Tosfos is going with its own Shita, that this is only talking about the Yinid Eid Mesira in the flesh. It's only talking about the Raya Shabo. But the Gra is trying to prove that according to the Rif Shita, where the Eidei Chasima are creating the Gerishin, and Shalol Lishma should work, what kind of comparison is this? You can't bring a riot from Tosfos Shita to the Rif Shita. There's no couple of Karav Zals there. So once again we thought that maybe the pshat over here is that they were working with something like along the lines of the Rashi from before, that a get cannot serve as a shtaraya, that she is divorced by Eidei Chasima Shalol Lishma Midoraisa, if it will not meet the standard of Rabbi Meir, as we said before, according to the Rajba. So therefore, from the fact that Tosfos says against the Rajba, that what? Midoraisa, Eidei Chasima, Shalol Lishma, serve as a good Raya, means that it would also serve as good Eidei Chasima to create the Gerishim. Now, according to Tosfos, even if Eidei Chasima or Shalom Lishma won't create a Gerishim. Okay, that's a technicality. But the principle is proved perhaps by the Gra, based upon, again, this is so, which the Gra, he accepts it, doesn't accept it, because it didn't seem to like the Rashba. But at least in the principle of it, this link between the what's needed for the Raya of a Shtar Kinyan, that it has to be a Meir standard, we see the Rashba said it. The Rashba said it beforeish to answer the Maram Shif's Kasha. And the Chara, the Gra means it when he's quoting this Tosfos to prove a principle of the Yeshamim of the Ramban. Oh. Now, Rabosai, I want to discuss just one more thing and then we'll stop. And let's just look at the text for a moment, because this is a little bit textual. This is a line which we spent some time on. I just want to chazar this, and then this will complete the introduction. Chazar the introduction, we'll start, Mr. Shem, after lunch. We'll start the chazar on the sixth parak proper. Right at the very end of the Masechta, please open up if you don't mind. I want to show you this line. It's page 94. This is the Ramban which we spoke about before. The Ramban's Altiris. At the very end of the Ran, end of the second column, about 7 months from the end. Afal gadr abalazo mode b'deide chasim akaisi. Yikol makom kevin chen kosin shops. Ein konin ele misof hayo. Vizesh a muscle of betchila konin mishas mesira. The mesira konin le shops. And therefore we say shuda. Vichitei mo kevin lo tzorech leide mesira b'mokom shishede chasima. Shudra which drift shita. Dilma below eide mesira masa. I already told you the two terutsu. Second terrace is Balabatish Shuda. We assume it was given by the first terrace. Here's the key. Eishloma delinim dinim ominous, mesiras baldin, kemea edim domin. So the Ran jumps on this. Jumps on this, the last line and a half. And then nearly, the vada le rabbalazim, mesira be edim mia boy, u mesira be no le be no, below edim lo mahanya. Shem hayakone, next page, be momin. Lama lo tichros begitin. If it's going to work by mamon, why wouldn't it work when it comes to gittin? Why wouldn't it work when it comes to gittin? Ooh.